Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Race for the Border. Kids, you've been hearing lots about the famous Nautilus submarine, the world's first atomic submarine. Well, now in just a few minutes, we're going to bring you a report of the recent launching of the Nautilus. So don't miss this exciting report and some special news about the Nautilus that's just for you. Almost any average day in the lives of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles brought plenty of hard riding and a blistering gunfight. The day that brought them up against the triple treachery of Dud Baker was far from average. Gold and gun smoke, mystery and murder crowded every spine-chilling minute from sunup to sundown, and the climax came in a grueling Race for the Border.
I want 20,000, Harkins. I want it by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, that's a big order, Mr. Baker. You've already borrowed $15,000 from this bank.
And I've got enough prize cattle in my ranch to cover a $50,000 loan if I want it. And you know it. So come on, quit stalling.
Well,
what's the matter? Don't you have that much in the safe?
Yeah, but that's about all. I can't let it go until I get a new shipment of gold.
Yeah? When'll that be?
Well, I expect it on the stage tomorrow morning. Might get here in time.
I'll be here at 10.
What do you want 20,000 cash for all at once?
That's my business.
All right. I'll try to have it for you at 10 tomorrow.
Trying won't be good enough, Harkins. You have it, understand? Oh, blast that traitor Simpson. What's keeping him?
Now, take it easy, boss. You keep straining like that, you're going to bust a cinch strap.
I want to get this deal sewed up tonight, Duke. Don't forget, I'm going to the bank in the morning.
Yeah, but you said yourself there ain't no hurry. You said that yesterday.
Yeah, but I got other ideas now.
Didn't you get that loan from Harkins at the bank?
I'll get it. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, or else.
Now, don't go flying off the handle, Baker. Yeah. You'll kill somebody like you did in Chicago, and we'll have to run for it.
Oh, shut up about that, Duke. One slip on
you
and
I ain't likely to tell nobody. My neck'll stretch too, you know.
Yeah, I do know. Now, wait. I think I hear a horse.
Is it him?
Yeah. Oh, what kept you, Simpson?
Oh, now, that ain't no tone of voice to use in starting off a friendly deal, Baker. You sent for me, I got your message, and here I am.
Well, it took you long enough.
Depends on how you look at it. To you, maybe I was a long time a coming. To me, it was a nice, pleasant ride.
All right, cut the palaver. You call yourself Trader Simpson. Let's see if you can do some trading for me.
Well, you ain't asked me to come in and set yet.
No, and I ain't going to. We can talk right here.
Up to you, I guess. What you wanting to sell and what you looking to get for it?
200 head of my horses. Buyer to take his pick. I want $6,000 cash.
What? You ought to get more. Them's fine horses.
6,000 cash.
When?
Tomorrow.
Right soon. Your stock ain't been picked over already, has it?
What's the matter, boss? You having trouble with this Jasper?
He's just started to get nosy, Duke.
Well, if I'm going to deal for you, Baker, I got to know what I'm dealing in. So let's walk down and take a look at them horses.
Hell, all right, but you're wasting time. Come on, Duke.
You ain't fixing to skip the country with all that cash money, are you, Baker?
Eh? What makes you ask a fool question like that, Simpson?
26,000 is a lot of gold.
26,000? Boss, he knows more than he's telling.
No, Duke, no. He's going to tell what he knows. All right, go on, Weisecker. What else do you know?
Well, it's none of my business. I just come here to make a square, honest deal. But it pays to know the man I'm dealing with.
Yeah? Give me the rundown on what you know about me.
Oh, no need to pull a gun on me, Baker. I know you got out of Chicago ahead of the law. You got this place mortgaged twice already. $15,000 to the bank in Broomfield, $20,000 to the bank in Red Rock. And you're looking to get 20 more from Harkins in the morning.
Boss, he knows too much already.
He sure does, Duke. I reckon we're going to have to take care of him.
You shoot me and you'll hang. I left a letter for U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok when I left town. And if I ain't back by morning, he's to look for me here.
Hickok? Baker, once Hickok gets on your trail, he don't stop.
That high-binded marshal don't scare me. He gets on my trail and he's going to collect lead. Just like this smart, talking, mealy...
No, Baker, don't!
Lizard!
No!
Friends, this is Jack Moyles reporting on the recent launching of the world's first atomic submarine at Groton, Connecticut. Oh, you should see her, friends, the great Nautilus. This sub is over 300 feet long. And there she goes, into the water. Now, the Navy tells us the Nautilus can go all around the world submerged without refueling, and she can go over 20 knots underwater.
But that's not all, boys and girls. You, yes, you can own a real operating model of the Nautilus. And you can own it for just 25 cents and one box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Now, this Nautilus model is only 4.5 inches long, yet it really works. It operates underwater just like the real Nautilus does. It dives, it surfaces, without winding, without batteries. Let me repeat, your operating Nautilus model will dive, will surface, will work underwater. Now, you also get a free supply of atomic fuel. Tell Mom it's completely harmless, but actually it's so powerful that your submarine model will run for 10 full minutes on one charge. And after you use it up, you can borrow Mom's baking powder for fuel. Now, you'll find the location of all the unique atomic submarine features on your operating model, like the engine room, the escape hatch, the nuclear reactor. And see, the periscope radar assembly is removable. Gosh, you'll have fun. Now, to get your Nautilus submarine, just send 25 cents in coin and one top from either a box of Kellogg Sugar Smacks or Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops. Address your letter to Atom Sub, Box 314, Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be sure to include your name and address. This offer is subject to applicable laws. Hurry, boys and girls, send today.
While the argument between Trader Simpson and Dud Baker was ending in the crash of shots from Baker's gun, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were in the next county on heavy business.
Well, there's your man, Sheriff. By morning, he ought to be in shape to talk.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Wild Bill. With my lumbago kicking up this way, I reckon I'd never caught that petty thief.
Well, you know we're ready, willing to help. Out any time, Sheriff, so long as it don't interfere with my eating or sleeping.
Jingles, Dadburn, you quit joshing me. I've seen you go without sleep and victuals for some mighty long stretches without complaining.
You're right about that, Sheriff. But if he's going to get to sleep tonight, we better get riding.
That's right. Sun's dipping in towards the hills, and we got plenty of miles to cover. So long, Sheriff.
So long, boys. As soon as my lumbago's better, I'll ride over and give you a hand on something.
Take it easy, Sheriff. Steady, Buckshot. Hit the saddle, partner.
Come on, Joker. You're a long ways from that feed bag.
Yep, you too, Buckshot. All right, pick him up, boy. We're heading home.
Yeah, and it'll be just our luck to run into a cloud of gun smoke the minute we get there.
Don't be so pessimistic, Jingles. No use asking for trouble.
Riding with you, Bill Hickok, a man don't have to ask for trouble. It's sitting right there on the doorstep waiting for him.
Well, we won't see our office doorstep until after sunup tomorrow, partner. So if trouble's there, it's going to have all night to wait. There you are, Jingles. There's the doorstep to her office. No trouble waiting.
That's all right with me. Now let's ride right on by it and on over to the cafe for some breakfast.
Better leave the horses here and open the door to let folks know we're back in town, partner. Well, Buckshot. Well.
Well, I'd just assume they wouldn't know it till I get my belt filled out again.
You sure looking on the dark side of things this morning, Jingles. And cheer up. Town looks peaceful enough.
Yeah, there goes Mr. Harkins into the bank. Mike's opening up the general store for business. Come on now, let's get that door open and go eat.
All right, partner. There it is. Now we'll go have some
Bill, there's a piece of paper on the floor.
Hey, looks like somebody slipped a note under the door, Jingles.
Who's it from, Bill? What's it say, Bill?
It's signed, Trader Simpson. He says, "Wild Bill, I'm going to Dud Baker's ranch tonight. Make a deal I'm not sure of. If I ain't back by morning, look for me."
Well, he must have been looking for trouble, Bill.
Sure sounds like it. His office is next to the bank. We better check by there.
Jingles! Hey, Marshal! Come here, quick!
Now, doggone it, who's that yelling at us?
Mr. Harkins, over there at the bank.
Sounds real excited, don't he?
Sure does. Come on.
Hurry up, Marshal. The bank's been robbed.
The bank's been robbed? Now what did I tell you, Bill? Just the minute we get back into town, we got double trouble waiting on the doorstep.
Looks like you were right at that, partner.
Come on in, Bill. Come on in. You can see they almost cleaned out the safe.
Looks to me like you might have waited till I had my breakfast to find out about it, Mr. Harkins.
Fair, Bill, fair. Whoever done that job knowed his business.
He sure did, Mr. Harkins.
Used nitro to blow the door open, didn't he, Bill?
Yeah. Wonder why the robbers left those two sacks of gold.
Yeah, I wondered about that too, Bill.
You mean somebody took the trouble to bust open a safe and then went away leaving some of the money?
That's right, Jingles.
Do you know how much they took, Mr. Harkins?
Exactly, $20,000, Bill. Just what I needed for a loan to Dud Baker this morning.
Dud Baker, Bill,
hold it, Jingles.
But Bill, in that note, it's...
Jingles.
Well, Dad, burn it, that might be a clue or something, Bill.
You say Baker was coming to make a loan.
Yeah, Marshal. He's due at 10 o'clock this morning. Wanted $20,000 cash. I was expecting another shipment of gold this morning, but the stage is delayed.
Did Baker know you had that much in the safe?
Yes, I believe I did mention it when he was here yesterday. Well, you don't think he had anything to do with this?
I don't think anything yet, Mr. Harkins.
Well, I do.
Then you'd better just think it to yourself for now, Jingles. What do you say we take a look at Trader Simpson's office?
Well, now, look here, Hickok. You've got to find out who robbed my safe.
We'll do our best, Mr. Harkins.
Bill, this is getting all messed up in a hurry, ain't it?
It sure is, partner. All right, try the door to Simpson's office.
It's locked, Bill. It's a cinch he ain't in here.
Then we've got some riding cut out for it, Jingles.
Riding? Now, doggone it, Bill. We've been riding all night.
Can't help that. You get the horses while I go back at the bank and see if I can find the trail of those robbers.
Yeah, we going to try to cold trail them, Bill?
No, we're going out to Dud Baker's ranch to look for Trader Simpson. And, partner, we better find him.
That's it, boys. That's it. Have all the fun you're a mind to. I'll pay the bills. Yeah.
You gone loco, Baker?
Eh?
Cut out this horseplay and let's get to riding.
Oh, what's the matter, Duke? You losing your nerve? Yeah. Hey, come on, join the boys and me in celebrating.
You and them gun slicks you call boys are going to celebrate us both right into the hoosgow or a pair of hemp neckties.
Ah, you worry too much, Duke. We got away clean with enough gold to put us an easy street for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, if we live that long. I ain't forgetting that note Simpson said he left for Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, I am.
We ain't safe till we get across the border, you know. And that's a long ride from here.
I'll show you what's going to happen to Hickok and his big deputy if they try following us. Hey, watch those two lamps up there. Yeah. Hey, it's all right. It's all right, man. It's all right. I just have a little target practice. Oh, put it on my bill, Professor. Yeah, now. See how fast them lamps went out, Duke? Well, that's what's going to happen to them two lawmen if they try trailing us.
You ain't gone loco enough to try matching guns with Hickok, have you, boss?
Me? Nah. No, I don't have to. That's what gold will do for you, Duke. Yeah, look around you. What do you see?
What I see, I don't like. You got five of the meanest gun slicks in the country following us around.
Yeah, following us around and eating right out of my hand. Now, when the time comes, they'll come in mighty handy, Duke. Mighty handy.
Ah, now I begin to see what you mean. So that's your little plan, eh?
Yeah, and it's a Jim Dandy. Hey, all right, boys, all right. We've used up this town. Time to move on. Come on, now, hitch your saddles and follow me. There's plenty of fun waiting between here and the border.
Come on, let's run!
That whistle is to remind you that you can own a real operating model of the USS Nautilus, world's first atomic submarine. An actual 4.5-inch operating model that runs underwater. No batteries, nothing to wind. It crash dives, it surfaces. You get a free supply of harmless atomic fuel with your Nautilus model. And you'll find right on it the location of all the unique Nautilus features like the escape hatch, engine room, nuclear reactor, periscope, and lots more. So hurry, send for your atomic submarine today. Just mail 25 cents in coin and one box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops to Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Include your name and address. Send today! While Dud Baker was moving his celebration on to the next town and his path toward the border, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were riding up to his deserted ranch.
Good, Jogger. Who?
Hello, Buckshot. Who are
you? Bill, things are looking mighty quiet around this ranch.
Just keep your eyes open, Jingles. I wouldn't want Baker to surprise us.
You seem mighty dead set on finding something wrong here, Bill.
I'm just hoping I don't, partner. All right, let's try the ranch house first.
Might pay to fill our hands with a pair of six guns before we walk up on that porch.
No, Jingles. That would tip anybody off that we're looking for trouble.
I don't like it so quiet, Bill. Feel like we're knocking on the door of a den of rattlesnakes.
Well, rattlesnakes don't answer, Jingles.
Hey, Bill, look down at the corral. Did you ever see horses crowded to one side of the fence like that before?
Only when they were trying to get away from something, Butler. Let's go take a look.
I ain't so sure I want to, Bill. I'm getting the creepiest feeling about all this.
I don't feel too comfortable about it myself, partner.
Well, here we are, Bill. Now we'll see what... Bill.
Yeah, Jingles, I see it.
The mound of fresh dug earth inside the corral fence looked mighty like a new grave, Bill.
I was afraid of this, Jingles. Looks like Trader Simpson's made his last trade.
Yeah, I reckon I'll have to get a shovel to prove it, huh, Bill?
Yeah, partner. Then we'll hit a cold trail. Baker's our man, all right.
What makes you so sure of that, Bill?
It's right simple. The tracks around here match the ones I found in back of the bank.
And Simpson's note adds up with the new dug grave, huh?
That's it, Jingles.
Well, that trail might be cold when we hit it, but it'll be burning up about the time we catch up to that varmint Dud Baker.
Well, Juke, you still worried?
I ain't saying I'm worried exactly, but I ain't breathing easy till after we cross that border, Baker, and you know it.
Well, you can breathe easy right now, Juke, because I'm going to show you why it pays to be smart.
Eh? What are you getting at, Baker?
I've just been stringing you along till we got to this mountain pass. Yeah. Look it over, Juke.
Eh, like any other, I guess. Yeah. Narrow trail through the pass, high rocks, plenty of bush on both sides.
Yeah, it's perfect. Now keep your eyes open and listen. Hold it up right here, boys. Now, listen to me, listen. Me and my partner figures there's a couple of jaspers in our trail that ain't exactly friendly.
You said a mouthful that time.
I figure that the five of you spread out around this pass wouldn't take more than a couple of seconds to stop these two gents I'm talking about.
How we know?
Now, that's going to be easy. You'll know them by sight. Now, here's my proposition. You knock off them two jaspers, and there's one more town between here and the border that we'll blow the lid off of tonight. Now, is it a deal?
Well, who are they? Who are they?
I'll tell you. Those two gents are Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
What?
Now, you bring me the badges off those two star packers, and you'll have the time of your life.
Oh.
Now, come on, Juke. Let's ride for the next town. We ain't got nothing more to worry about.
Bill, I told you we'd warm up Baker's trail. It's getting so fresh now, I can almost hear the horses.
He sure wasn't keeping his travels a secret, Jingles.
That's a fact. The way he's throwing that gold money around, he ain't going to have none left when we catch him.
We haven't caught him yet, and it's not too far to the border.
Yeah, but he's got another town to go through, ain't he?
Yep. There's a town just below that pass ahead of us.
Yeah, then I'll bet you my rabbit's foot against a steak dinner we'll run into him there.
You'd better hang on to that rabbit's foot, Jingles. You're going to need it.
What for?
Just saw the sun shining on rifle barrels up there.
An ambush? Well, what are we going to do, Bill?
We're going to run right on through it, partner. No time for going around it now.
Well, doggone it, Bill. That ain't healthy.
Here it comes, Jingles. Get low on the saddle and let's go. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Yep, Joker, if you ever outran singing lead, do it now.
Well, go ahead, eat hearty, Juke. Our troubles are over for good now.
Yes, sir, Baker. I gotta hand it to you. That's about as smart a trick as I ever saw pulled, even by you.
Yeah, hearing them guns thundering up in the pass just now was music to my ears. The boys ought to be showing up any minute with the badges they took off of Jingles and that high and mighty Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah. Eh, then it won't make much difference whether we head across the border or not, I reckon.
Yeah, not at all, Juke. Yeah, we can stay right here and show the boys a high-roaring good time. You know, it was a lucky day when you met... Hickok.
Howdy, Baker.
Boss, it's them.
Well,
yeah, howdy. Sorry to be late, gents, but I stubbed my toe up in the path.
That was a real fine ambush you had planned for us,
yeah,
Baker.
Yeah, but your boy should have had a little more target practice.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Marshal. Here, sit down. Have a steak dinner. It's on me.
Yeah, Mr. Hickok. You and Jingles sit down and put them guns away.
It's no good, Baker. We know you killed Simpson, and we know you and Juke robbed the bank.
And now we know you're coming to jail just as sure as a steer's got horns.
Yeah, that's what you think, you big buffalo.
Bill is gone!
Blast him, Juke!
Yeah, not me, Baker. I ain't loco. I know when I'm through.
Get Baker's guns, Jingles. Throw those saddlebags of his over your shoulder. I got a feeling they're full of gold from the bank robbery.
You low-down, mealy-mouthed law dogs. If you hadn't come along, I'd have been set for life.
Luck doesn't run long on the side of your kind, Baker.
It sure don't, but you're going to be set for life anyhow, Baker. Because it's a cinch, that's what the judge is going to give you and this varmint with you. Life!
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. Andy and I'll be with you again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy, with an action-packed story you won't want to miss called One Wrong Bullet.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kids, it's so much fun to pick and choose. And with Kellogg's Variety Pack, home on the range at your house, you can pick and choose from 10 packages of your favorite oven-fresh Kellogg's cereals. For instance, you can lasso a swell individual package of Rice Krispies out of the Variety Pack, or settle a noose over Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes, or Pep. And there are other delicious Kellogg's cereals to pick and choose from and always end up with a favorite. Ask Mom to rope in Kellogg's Variety Pack next time she shops. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Bill Boucher, Forrest Lewis, and Fred Howard. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!